Science and technology.
Fusion power. Jet goes out with a bang. A last hurrah from one of fusion's more successful experiments.
After 40 years of operation, the Joint European Torus, or JET, a fusion experiment at Culham, England, shut up shop in December. But one of its final runs, conducted on October 3rd of last year, served as a fitting swan song. Fusion reactors are sometimes said to mimic the process that keeps the sun shining. That is not quite accurate. The raw materials of solar fusion are protons, the nuclei of the lightest and most abundant form of hydrogen. The process that turns them into a helium nucleus, two protons and two neutrons, has several steps. The approach used in JET, a type of reactor called a tokamak, creates helium in a single step by reacting together the nuclei of two heavier types of hydrogen, deuterium with a proton and a neutron, and tritium with a proton and two neutrons. Both the solar and the terrestrial transmutations release lots of energy, but they have different subatomic byproducts, two positrons and two neutrinos in the case of the former, and a neutron in the latter. JET's reaction vessel was, as per the name, toroidal. Magnetic fields confined and heated the deuterium and tritium within this donut-shaped void to create a plasma, a gas-like form of matter in which atomic nuclei and electrons are separate, with a volume of 90 cubic meters. Heated to 150 million Kelvin, nuclei colliding in such a plasma will fuse. JET never pretended to be a prototype for commercial power production. It was there to study the physics of fusible plasmas, not to put out more energy than it consumed. But when its operators cranked the dial up to 11 in October last year, they managed on one occasion to achieve 5.2 seconds of continuous fusion, yielding 69 megajoules of energy for an average power output of 13 megawatts. Though tiny by the gigawatt standards of modern power stations, that is a record for a tokamak, and so a good step in the right direction. Further records are likely to be broken. A number of firms in both North America and Britain, some using approaches different from tokamaks, have sizable ambitions for commercial fusion. Britain's government hopes to join in too with a tokamak called STEP. All of these enterprises, though, have been helped by JET's results over the decades. Hail and farewell, then, to one of fusion research's workhorses.